500 years ago, Juan Ponce de Leon was searching for the Fountain of Youth when he arrived in Florida. He named it La Floridad, or Flowery Land, because of its beautiful flora. Today, Florida International University artist-in-residence Xavier Cortada is inviting all Floridians to help bring back some of the natural beauty Ponce de Leon saw.
And I wanted to do this because I wanted folks to understand that they were actors in the party, that they themselves could do something to contribute by planting a garden in their home, in their school, at a library, and in so doing, help our biodiversity.
Cortada calls Floor 500 an eco-art project. Anyone in the state with a plot of land and a shovel can join. He says it's not about creating something new, it's about showing the beauty that already exists, where the goal isn't painting a landscape, but changing a landscape. Cortada compiled a list of 500 native plants and 500 influential people from Florida's history on the project's website. Cortada wants each garden planted to be dedicated to one of Florida's influencers. Fire ecologist Kevin Robertson with Tall Timbers, a nature research station in Leon County, says using native plants helps open up a habitat for endangered animals, like the red cockaded woodpecker and the gopher tortoise.
We've planted longleaf pine and wiregrass. Part of the reason is to provide the right fuel structure so we can burn easily and keep the area nice and open.
It's this layering of environmental, aesthetic, and historical meanings that Cortada has in mind for Floor 500. So what will happen on Florida's 501st birthday? Cortada hopes Floridians use Floor 500 as inspiration for new eco-art projects. And maybe in replenishing the state's native plants, Floridians can be Florida's Fountain of Youth, showing the beauty Ponce de Leon saw 500 years ago. For WFSU-FM, I'm Thomas Andrew Gustafson.